It's just after midnight, and I'm have come out of the house with my dog, and this is going to be another walking the dog audio diary, if you like, or audio ramble. But this time it's going to be completely different from any other one I've done, because I can't actually go walking. It's not possible for me to walk away from the house. Now, why would I be chained to the house in this way? And I've got dog on a lead outside, and I've taken him outside in order to give him a chance to do his business, but I'm prevented from taking him for a walk. And the reason is awfully simple. My child is inside in the house fast asleep, and there's no way that I can walk off with the dog and go off even on a 10-minute walk. So I'm standing stationary, and looking up in the sky, I can see that there is some cloud and some stars, and I have just been listening to Christian Payne's audio while he was in Dublin, walking down the canal and being chased by swans. And he was going to go off and have a drink in the evening in the pub. So that was the first thing I did when I came out of the house. I wish I could go for a walk, of course. Before leaving the house, I brushed Rocky, the dog. I actually gave him a good going over. And he does look an awful lot better now than he's looked yesterday and the day before. Oh, there's a yawn. He actually yawned. And for some reason, I think he senses that things are not normal. Because instead of, setting off on a good old brisk pace, pulling me a little bit behind him, he also is just standing here. There's no pressure on the lead. Which leads me to wonder about dogs, different dogs. Are they really intuitive? Can they actually read your mind, or can they suss out and say, well, the woman isn't here tonight, he's here by himself, there are only two of them, and I've never been taken for a walk when there are only two of them before, so I don't think I'm going for a walk tonight. He also doesn't, if I took him for a walk, he'd have lifted his leg about five or six times by now, and he's just standing here and hasn't yet lifted his leg. So I'm saying to myself, how much water has he had today? What has he been drinking this evening? Is he going to be all right tonight? Dog lovers dog owners would know all of these things. But I really am wondering. He my dog can't talk. And occasionally, I must admit that I have a kind of sense that he's not that far away from talking. He's got all the DNA there which would lead him to talk, except one tiny bit left out. It reminds me of the television programme when I was a child called Mr. Ed, in which there was a talking horse. Yeah, because, when he looks at you, when he looks at me with eyes that into which I project all sorts of messages, and you feel them coming back at me like, come on now, you can do better, or another thing you might say to me is, you've been neglecting me, come on, give me some attention, or, don't be so tied up in yourself, or come over here and just chill out. Those are the kind of messages I get from looking into his eyes. Actually, there has been a little action in the last 30 seconds, because there is a dog barking way over there, long way away. And Rocky's tail is down now, and he's fully attentive. His body is almost stiff at this stage. So this is it. If I look at the house, I can see the light in the bedroom where my daughter is asleep, and I think I will just say goodnight to you and wish you well. And it won't be for a few days now that I'll be able to go on an actual striding striding walk, but I have come to love this kind of time of the evening and miss it when I don't do it. So it's a bit later than usual, so goodness knows how long this will take to get up. But look, I wish you all the very best, and thank you for the little bits of feedback I've had already about how much some of you are enjoying these winters. Okay, good night.